Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Got a packed show for you today, folks. Our buddy Debbie Stewart's going to be here to talk about her newest Seniors and Caregivers Expo, providing one-stop shopping and information for senior services in Yavapai County. Then we'll chat with David Barco with YRMC's Family Resources Center. And then to cap the show, we will chat with the host with the most, Mr. Augie Perry from Augie's, for Tip a Cop Night. Hey, as you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email to DJFone, that's DJFONE, at KQ&A.com. Now, if you're a big fan of Broadway or Hollywood musicals, keep in mind, starting last week, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley started the weekly Monday musicals, and tonight is the second offering. It is West Side Story, and that starts at 7 o'clock on the big screen, just the way it was meant to be seen, with Oscar winners Rita Moreno and George Chakiris. And by the way, if you remember the famous scene of Marilyn Monroe from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, where she's singing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, that is George Chakiris at the far right in that scene. Of course, he was great in West Side Story. Then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, it's Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins. It's the Tom Cruise auto racing classic, Days of Thunder. And, of course, with tonight's musical special, being a hockey fan, every time the Sharks play the Jets and a fight breaks out, I think of West Side Story. Speaking of hockey, how about those Arizona Coyotes? They're actually making a playoff push. They've won 8 of their last 9. Playoffs are just a month away. They just might make the playoffs. They're back on our airwaves tonight at 5:30 as they visit the 3-time Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks in Chicago. And we've got Debbie Stewart waiting around the corner in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, where March is Sport Utility Month. Get over 15% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive, for only $23,906. Need something bigger? Check out the brand-new 7-passenger Nissan Pathfinder 4x4 for only $29,782. That's a savings of over $4,300 off MSRP. The clock is also running out on the last of our 2018 Nissans left in inventory. Get over $4,000 off MSRP on the 2018 Kicks, priced at only $15,998. This month only during Lamb Nissan's Sport Utility Month. Visit lambnissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Price includes all manufacturer's rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer doc, and 385 3M package. Must finance with NMAC OAC. Offer expires March 31st, 2019.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always great to have a friend in the studio. Debbie Stewart certainly qualifies. She has another Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo coming up, and it's coming up this Friday. They come up surely quick, don't they, Debbie?
They sure do, and they're always needed, and I so appreciate you having me as a guest.
Because, you know, you've got, not only do you have so many different senior services and products available all in one stop, but you've got a great lineup of speakers for this one coming up Friday. In fact, four of your five speakers have been guests on this show, a few of them several times. Tell us who the speakers are and what times.
Well, first off, the expo, like you said, is this Friday, March 15th. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. out at Liberty Traditional School in Prescott Valley. There's no charge to attend, and people can come as their schedules allow. So in addition to all of the informational booths, we will be having the lineup of speakers on the hour starting at 10 with Caregiver Survival Techniques, Riding the Roller Coaster and Overcoming Battle Fatigue. That will be with Pamela Krager of Kindred Hospice. At 11 a.m., we will present Understanding Assisted Living, Memory Care, and In-Home Care with Mark Sylvester of Care Patrol of Northern Arizona. Noon is Male Aging, Strategies for Success with Dr. Wayne Bennett of Bennett Clinic. 1 p.m. will be Sensory Integration, How Our Eyes, Ears, and Feet Affect Balance with Karen Russell of Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. And capping off the afternoon, 2 p.m. will be Understanding Guardianship and Conservatorship, Protecting an Incapacitated Senior with Chip McLaughlin of the Law Offices of Chester McLaughlin, PC.
Now, as I mentioned, four of these five speakers have been guests on this show several times and in several cases. You have had several now of these Senior and Caregivers Conferences and Expos, and the Senior Connection now has been around for how many years?
Well, we started at the end of 2011, so we're going on about 8 years now, if I did my math somewhat correctly.
So do you still go out and try and attract speakers, or do they come knocking on your door?
Well, the way it works is that we operate kind of like a trade association. Mm-hmm. So we have companies that provide services and products for seniors and caregivers. It'd be family members, spouses, adult children. They are constantly finding out about the Senior Connection, and they become members. So each year it seems that we've got some, you know, due to attrition, either their company goes out of business, unfortunately, or for whatever reason, there might be a one-man mom or pop shop. We usually have a couple of new ones every year, mm-hmm. which means that if you've been to these expos before, there's always going to be new companies for you to visit with. Also, your situation has probably somewhat changed mm-hmm. from 6 months to 6 months, year to year. So something you may not have had a need for before is possibly on the horizon right now or around the corner.
And you know, if you've got some people in your family who are aging, you know the day is going to come. You're going to need these services. But I imagine you get calls from time to time from someone where something, an emergency has occurred, a health issue, an accident, something like this, and all of a sudden they're faced with situations they're not familiar with, and they need help, and you're there for them, aren't you?
Absolutely. And my mantra is, don't wait for an emergency to mm-hmm. occur before you start finding out what is available to you. that oftentimes, you know, most people don't want to have to think about getting older and what that means and what help they might need, might have to, you know, accept. And it's always better if you can be prepared. Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And the more you know, the more options you will have available to you. I absolutely get calls maybe once a week from somebody who says either mom just fell, she broke her hip, she's getting released from the, you know, rehab, and we have no idea what's available, where can she live, she can't live alone anymore, can't get up and down the stairs in her home anymore. What should we do? And so, you know, especially there are situations where dementia is involved and has gotten a lot worse. And now family members have noticed and they realize they can't, you know, ignore it anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's also one of those situations where you really need to know what's available.
That happened to me in 1999 with my own mother. And if there hadn't been an angel at Alexian Brothers Hospital, I don't know what would have happened. But you have a lot of angels working on your behalf. Now, as you know, Debbie, I used to work in the funeral and cemetery industry in California. And I've always noticed how when someone comes into the funeral home or cemetery, and they want to pre-plan what they come in looking for versus someone who has just suffered a loss. It's a completely different atmosphere. The people coming in to pre-plan are relaxed, they have time on their side, and they can make sensible decisions based upon what their needs are going to be. Versus if they have waited for the circumstances to send them there, they're making decisions sometimes based on emotion, or they're, you know, they're a candidate sometimes for emotional overspending. And like you said, whenever you can, whenever it's possible, it's best to do your homework, get these things taken care of ahead of time, correct?
Absolutely. And I always say the greatest gift you can give your children, your adult children, is to do your planning in advance. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they know what you want. Figure out what you want. Put it in writing. Get everything taken care of. Let them know that it's there. Because if you've got adult children who maybe don't always think alike now, I can almost guarantee you that when that crisis hits, that it's going to be a nightmare. And planning a funeral has been likened to planning a wedding, except you only have 3 days or so to plan the funeral, and it's not a happy occasion.
Not only that, but you got a lot of questions to answer and a lot of decisions to make, and that's the worst time to make those decisions.
Absolutely, and yeah. We will have representatives from three different funeral homes at mm-hmm. the expo, so stop on by, visit with each one of them. First and foremost, all these companies are there on Friday. They'll be there to answer your questions, and so it's a great opportunity to meet with. We'll have at least 65 companies there. It's a great way to get information, ask your questions, and just tuck that information away, those mm-hmm. brochures in the drawer if you don't need them now. Otherwise, start getting together with them, you know, the following week so that you can get some of your questions answered.
You know, what I've gained from going to several of your senior expos is that, first of all, there's no admission price, and second, there's no sales pressure whatsoever. However, you can get the information you need and look at it at your own time, weigh the benefits of each one, and make a more intelligent decision, because you've got, it's basically, like I said before, one-stop shopping, isn't it?
Right. And we'll have representatives, for example, assisted living facilities, in-home care providers, both medical and non-medical, skilled nursing, end of life, including funeral planning and hospice, legal, financial, insurance, fiduciaries. We've got people there who can help you with decluttering and downsizing, fitness, rehabilitation. It's just a whole gamut. And it is open all day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is no charge. You don't have to RSVP. And it's just that caregivers often feel overwhelmed. They don't know where to go for help, or they won't ask for help. They often feel like they're in it alone. And they're often seniors themselves with their own health issues and mm-hmm. such. And then the seniors often face declining health, either chronic or sudden conditions. They may be facing a loss of independence. They can no longer drive or care for themselves. They might be lonely, isolated, or depressed. And I always say that help is available. Please reach out for it.
And, you know, because this is a full-day event from 10 to 3, you can really, really get some great information. It's a relaxed atmosphere. It's kind of lighthearted, actually, because you're going to be in the same boat as an awful lot of people. They are very accustomed to working with people in your situation. You can spend the whole day there from 10 to 3, take hold of 5 wonderful guest speakers, get your questions answered, and again, no cost at all.
Right. And if you go to my website, you can get a flyer that has both the lineup of speakers as well as the address and directions to Liberty Traditional School. Mm-hmm. The website is www.seniorconnection.us, like all of us are in this mm-hmm. together. So seniorconnection.us. If you don't have access to the web, you have questions, you can give me a call at 928-778-3747.
And Liberty Traditional School, just a stone's throw from the Prescott Valley Civic Center.
Right at 3300 North Lake Valley Road. And again, that's this Friday, March 15th. It will be beautiful and sunny, hopefully. Otherwise, we'll still be there. Rain,
that's true.
Shine, snow, sleet, hail. There will not be darkness of night, that I can promise. And
very
it's
good.
March 15th.
Debbie Stewart, always a pleasure to have you on. Give us one last a shot at your telephone number and webpage.
It's 778-3747. The website is seniorconnection.us.
And that is Debbie Stewart. Thanks again for the Seniors and Caregivers Conference and Expo this Friday. Stay tuned. We've got David Barco from YRMC's Family Resource Center coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, your heart care team. You want the best when it comes to your heart care. Diagnostic testing, treatment, and follow-up care should be in the hands of an experienced team. At YRMC Physician Care Cardiology, our approach to superior cardiovascular care combines state-of-the-art technology with highly skilled, experienced physicians who have a passion for what they do. That means top-quality care. And we'll work closely with your other healthcare providers to keep them informed every step of the way, all with the support of YRMC's comprehensive resources right at your side. Exceptional heart care with a caring touch. Convenient locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley. YRMC Physician Care Cardiology. Meet the team. You'll be in good hands. Visit YRMC.org to learn more.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQ&A.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQ&A Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 1:10. Sponsored this season by AMCO, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach & Volt, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyers Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And continuing with our family-friendly theme today, we are with David Barco. David, what is your role with the Family Resource Center at YRMC?
Well, thank you. So I'm the director of the Family Resource Center at the hospital. So I have the pleasure of overseeing all the programs that we serve there.
30 years, correct?
Yes,
not you've been there 30 not, years, but not, it's been there 30
yes,
years,
yes, indeed.
Right?
Yeah, it's amazing. So, my family and I moved from Ohio about 4 years ago, and mm-hmm. moving into this area in the county became very quickly apparent. Just the wonderful mentality a lot of folks have of seeing a need, then working together, the collaborative versus competitive mentality, working together to meet that need.
Yeah.
And I've certainly seen that, and YRMC has definitely been a part of that. So I've been very happy to be a part of that for 4 years of those 30 yeah. years at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 30 years ago, it started with that need being identified in the birthing center of the hospital. Some hospital staff, of course, in our birthing center, as well as some others in the area who also works with newborns, identified the combination of needs largely associated with, there are a lot of parents, having babies, first-time parents, and as most do, there are many questions to mm-hmm. a newborn, and that's even under the most quote-unquote typical circumstances, and then if you have any of life's curveballs thrown into it, it can, even more questions. So the hospital responded by actually creating its entire department to respond to this, and the Family Resource Center was born, no pun intended. And at the time, it was one simple, humble program, which was our First Steps program. And it was putting together a very intentional, specific collection of material, and was given to all families for all births at the hospital, 365, whether it's their first child, fifth, and mm-hmm. everything in between. And its simple mission was support and information. So again, everybody had the same information, and it was over a lot of what we kind of call core topics. So safe sleep, SIDS prevention, postpartum depression, shaken baby, attachment, bonding, a lot of safety pieces along those lines. And then 2 years later, we decided we found an ability and a need to then expand those services and meet those needs even further by launching our Healthy Families Home Visitation Program.
Mm-hmm. Am I correct in assuming that in the last couple of generations, there's been a lot more emphasis on taking care of the baby before the baby is born, keeping the mother healthy during the gestation period?
You're absolutely right. We found more and more research has been done. Science and the medical community are always evolving what we know about. And yes, so much goes on prenatally in the those first three trimesters, each one critical in their own right in different ways. So Healthy Families is wonderful in so far as we can enroll mothers, families prenatally as early as the first trimester.
Mm-hmm.
And you said there's a lot to do before baby arrives, emotionally, physically, financially, a lot of things. And a lot of what the so one piece of that the Healthy Families program covers is we are highly evidence-based. Our bragging rights are we're the first Healthy Families program in the nation, started here at Prescott at the time at YRMC. The program has expanded now to be one of the top evidence-based home visitation programs in the country. And we are 38 states strong now, so that's we're very proud of that. And part of the evidence-based piece is we have specific curriculum and materials that we are able to provide to parents for every step along the way. So starting in those first trimesters prenatally, this is what's going on. These are ways, you can help support development. This is way, to be aware of emotionally what's going on, which of course, there's a lot emotionally as well.
Oh, yeah.
Conversations to have with your OB and others. And again, just try to get all the ducks in a row before baby even arrives. And then of course, there's a lot to do after that day comes as well.
How often do you find young mothers, first-time mothers, who, first of all, it's an unplanned pregnancy, and they're frightened at first. They're not sure they even want to have that child. But then, as time goes by, they start bonding more and more, realizing what is going on with them, how special this child is, and now they are really getting into it.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of pregnancies are not planned, or, you know, couldn't tell you how many women we've also talked to where, you know, at some point, some physician, you know, somebody told them, like, you know, you probably won't have, you know, won't have kids for whatever medical reason. And then they do. and it, you said, it's a lot emotionally to take in and absorb. There could be a lot of other things going on in their life where this was not in the plan, and now, you know, life's more complicated, and yeah, a whole cocktail of emotions. And so after the baby arrives, so I've been working on how to describe this program for a long time. There's a lot of different ways, and I think it's a continuing goal for me. My one-liner is, you know, healthy families, we have early childhood specialists called family support specialists that mm-hmm. go into the home to the parents and help them in that home environment. Their hospital staff, highly trained in this. So there's part of the training is to be, we're non-judgmental. You know, we don't like to be judged. We have no right to judge anybody else, whatever their situation, planned or otherwise. And the one-liner is, our job is to help support the parents in supporting their child and giving their child the best start to life mm-hmm. as possible.
Is any part of that program, when you go in, you're going into the home, correct?
Correct.
Is any part of this program, does any part of it involve if there are other children, getting them prepared for this new arrival?
That's a wonderful question. Absolutely. That's very common, actually. You know, the parents are adjusting, but of course the kids are too. And the kids don't have the advantage of experience, mm-hmm. Brain development. Their brains are still growing, so emotionally, cognitively, they don't have the same capacity to kind of process what's going on.
There's jealousy.
There's their own combo of emotions that are tying in and questions and all that. So absolutely. So healthy families is, again, the whole family.
It's not just the
baby. It's not just the mom. It's the dad. It's the siblings, grandparents, you know, whoever is involved in that home and that family. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I understand after the child comes, you also work with the governor's office of highway safety.
Yeah. So that was the third program that our department developed. So in general, our department is focused on, like I said, early childhood well-being, education, mm-hmm. Safety, and health. And so the car seat program, that's probably definitely the easiest one to kind of go over and cover. We have nationally certified car seat technicians who are trained to be able to do safety checks on anyone who already has seats, existing seats, and that can be anybody. So parents, mm-hmm. grandparents, the babysitter, professionals who are involved in transporting, anyone who's involved transporting kids, and do the safety check to make sure, one, the seat's okay, it's the right seat for that child, and seats, so child to seat and seat to vehicle. And if you think of all the different seats out there and all the different vehicles out there on the road, that's quite the combination of pieces. We want to make people aware of a couple quick bullet points for anybody listening to transporting kids to be aware of. The recommendations are to only buy seats, car seats new, not buy used, online garage sales, etc. They could be damaged, compromised. There's absolutely no way to tell by looking at them.
Sure.
All car seats, unless they cite specifically, do expire, and it's 6 years from a manufacturer date, and that's always on a sticker on the bottom of the seat so people can check. After that, the material actually breaks down and it can't protect kids at all, so they need to be destroyed. And to check that the seat that they currently have is appropriate for the child's height and weight, both. And that information is always on a nice sticker on the side of the seat. We did a little under 300 safety checks last year in 2018, and a little bit over 90% of them arrived to us in unsafe configurations.
Really?
90%. National average is around 80%. Yeah. So even as a parent myself personally, that's been a mission of ours to try to get the word out and try to educate and help parents as much as we can. They're complicated. Sure. There's a lot of things. So there's a lot of common challenges to getting those seats. If all the different pieces and everything aren't in there right, the seat can't do its job in the event of an accident.
Well, better to find out now than after the accident, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, the grant that we have through the Governor's Office of Highway Safety also enables us to purchase some brand new seats that we're able mm-hmm. to provide to folks free of charge.
And you have how many kids?
Myself, two. Yep.
You have two. Let me ask you this, and this is something I would ask any parent. Prior to the arrival of your first child mm-hmm. to now, What's the biggest difference between your expectations and what you've experienced?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Because everybody has certain expectations.
Absolutely. So
they expect certain highs and lows and mm-hmm. things like this. How is that different from what you've experienced?
Expectations. Expectations are fairly open. I had a little bit of a different advantage piece because I was an early childhood family therapist before I became a parent. So I had some of that information to kind of tie into expectations. But
you cheated.
Yeah, but I mean, you can still, you know, and every parent is different. Every experience is different. And my gosh, every child is different for sure, matter how many books you read.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations have evolved over the years, I think, with the time and experience and my own, fortunately, you have opportunity to have guidance along the way, professionally and personally, mm-hmm. I think is invaluable. And awareness. So like the Healthy Families Program, like I said, part of it is we're educating and teaching, like, this is what's going on with brain development at this age and, mm-hmm. How this ties in and how these areas of the brain aren't fully developed. So emotionally, this is what's going on. The child doesn't actually, is not resentful at me or doesn't hate me, even though it may seem like it at the moment. But to kind of just try to sit back, breathe, and remind myself, okay, all right, this is going on. And, all right, emotionally, kids can only, can't emotionally regulate themselves differently at different ages. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we as parents, a challenge to help teach them and model to them
how
to do
that
thing.
You've got to set the example,
yes,
right?
Which is easier said than done some days,
mm-hmm.
of course.
It's
but
true.
Yes, the goal is there for sure. Yeah.
I still remember a comedian many years ago was asked why he and his wife have never had kids. And he says, do not like surprises. I guess any parent can relate to that, can't they?
Absolutely.
So how can our listeners learn more about the Family Resource Center at YRMC?
Well, anybody can give us a call. Our main number is 928-771-5651, and myself or one of my staff would answer that. We still continue to see all births in the birthing center with our First Steps program, 365. Mm-hmm. And but as I said, anybody can give us a call. We get referrals from, families that are with us and, their sister has a baby. And so it's open. And if we can help them directly or indirectly and refer mm-hmm. them to some other additional programs where we're just here to try to help.
Sure. And when your clients come in, do they come in with the father, with the grandparents?
So most common is the mother's involved one way or the other. We do have some families where, the father is involved and some that are not mm-hmm. for all kinds of various reasons.
Sure.
Like I said, family, the definition of family is definitely, I think, broadened over the years, generations. So whatever that family's definition of who those individuals are, that's who we will work with and help and support to help them meet their goals.
And we thank David Barco from the Family Resource Center at YRMC for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with the Family Resource Center. And again, the number 771-5651, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thanks
for joining us. Stay tuned. I got local and state news and weather coming up. And then a chat with Augie Perry, who's walking by right now from the Place to Dine on Highway 69. He'll be talking about Tip a Cop Night at Augie's Restaurant. That's coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to centurypainting.com.
As an accountant, believe me, doing the same thing every week can be boring.
But with the Arizona Lottery's Million Dollar Madness, I have something to look forward to. Every week in March, you can enter any eligible non-winning $10, $20, and $30 scratchers tickets for a chance to win $250,000!
Time for a cake! It's vanilla.
Yay. Enter the Million Dollar Madness now through March 31st at azplayersclub.com.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Pros know doing it right the first time helps keep you on schedule and keeps your reputation intact. Lowe's is here to help with the supplies you need, ready to go when you are. Whether finishing up a property or updating one, stop in now and get toilets starting at just $88. And get bath faucets starting at $24.98 if you buy three or more, get 10% off. Save yourself some time by ordering ahead at lowesforpros.com and picking up your order in store for your next job and every job after. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 11th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A state bill giving you more time to file your state taxes is halfway to the finish line to Governor Doug Ducey's desk.
Senator J.D. Mesner's bill, SB 1481, would delay the state tax filing deadline to June 15th. The bill addresses Arizona's lack of tax code conformity in light of the tax cuts.
Here we sit a little over a month from the deadline, and we don't have a particular resolution, so it makes sense to give our taxpayers a couple of extra months while we work it out.
Mesner says while it's up to you whether you want to file your state taxes by April 15th anyway.
I have formally recommended that taxpayers take a wait-and-see approach.
The Senate unanimously passed the bill, and it now rests with the House. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Increasing clouds this afternoon, scattered showers increasing this evening through Wednesday morning, with highs today near 54, tomorrow and Wednesday only 45 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with light snow and strong winds Wednesday before a big weekend warm-up, chilling after bedtime tonight to a rainy 38. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for rain today, 60 to 70% tonight through Wednesday morning. A high today near 63, only 54 the next 2 days, an overnight low near 44, then a big sunny warm-up coming Saturday and Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. And live worldwide at KQNA.com. Stay tuned, Q&A will continue after this.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
Home construction has become more sustainable using green building practices, energy efficiency, and something called thermal mass storage. The future of home building is happening now. Plus, it's time to plant those warm season vegetables and time to take your home improvement questions. So start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Is the bull market over? Well, no one really knows for sure, but one thing is certain, it's time to take a second look at what you're doing with your investments. Slight adjustments during times of volatility can make all the difference for the long term, so you don't run out of money before you run out of time. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you again, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Oh, you know you
love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 241. It only took me 5 years to get Augie Perry on the show. Augie, great to have you. How's business at the Place to Dine on Highway 69?
Well, hi, DJ. We're doing well, and it's good to see you again. And I can't believe it's been that long. My goodness.
It has been that long. And how's the pie place going in Rock Springs?
Quite well. Busy as ever. In fact, we're expanding, building a new pie box outside the restaurant.
Nice. Very good to hear. Hey, you're here for something really special, and it really benefits the community. Tell us about Tip a Cop.
Well, each year we've participated in this program where we invite the members of the Prescott Police Foundation and officers to come over and hang out in the restaurant and serve alongside our servers and greet people and introduce themselves in the programs. And it's been a lot of fun. People really enjoy meeting the officers and the citizens on patrol who are in the restaurant and learning a little bit more about their programs, what they do, how they do it, and thoroughly enjoy meeting these people who are providing safety to the community and have a personal one-on-one chat with them. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, and the benefits of the, tell us about the Prescott Police Foundation.
Well, it's a nonprofit properly organized to receive donations, contributions of any kind that are toward charity, educational, and community efforts. So over the years, they've done a number of things, collected funds to send officers to training programs, contributed money to facilitate and advance the canine unit, support some of the classes for the officers, participated in programs such as the advancement of women in police work, and just appear at various community events. In fact, last summer, we had a booth on the plaza for United Animal Friends, in which had shirts and caps and medallions and things out there for a donation to the foundation.
And I see, too, that this supports Citizens on Patrol,
yes,
the Police Explorer Post, the Role Model Scholarship Program at Prescott High School, Prescott's Community Events, the Annual Police Awards Banquet, the purchase of unbudgeted equipment and supplies, Shop with a Cop. And that part about the purchase of unbudgeted equipment and supplies, I bet the average citizen would be surprised to know which things are not covered by the police budget.
Well, there are. There are a number of things, and the department's good about sharing with the foundation board what those needs are, and then the board goes about trying to determine how to supplement whatever that city budget may be, and it can be little things. In the fall, the board made donations toward the pink badges that the officers were wearing that month, and those are just little things that may not seem like a lot, but it's a couple of $1,000s here and there that makes a difference and allows the program and the budget to then support other activities.
You mentioned pink badges and women, you know, becoming police officers. I was watching the CBS show Sunday Morning yesterday, and they were interviewing. Remember Angie Dickinson?
Oh, a long time ago. Yes.
Oh, yeah. She used to star in a TV series called Police Woman, and she said because of that series, she got so many letters from young women who said, I am a cop today because of you. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
But just think of what that does, having women in the police, you know, in the police department, how it changes things and makes the community better and the police department more responsive, you know, to the citizens.
It does, and especially in Prescott, where we have both a female chief and an assistant chief.
Deborah Black.
Yeah, sure. I always enjoy when she's over to the restaurant because she is so gregarious that I just sit back and let her take care of the floor and go out and greet and meet people.
Yeah.
She's terrific.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on at Froggies?
Well, we continue to have community events like the Tip-A-Cop. Mm-hmm. Then from time to time, we do a variety of things. We have special features such as a sushi night that's coming up. We've done music programs supporting cabaret and other musical reviews. We've done magic shows. We're now preparing things for the summer to advance and continue our music on the patio with our house musical director, Steve Annibale. He's just put a program together that we'll announce through some flyers in April of music on the first Monday and the last Thursday of the month on our patio. So we try to introduce some fun things that are in addition to the food and service we provide. Mm-hmm. And because it's independent, locally owned, we can do a variety of things that are a lot easier, more fun, make it interesting, engaging for our guests, and at the same time, enjoy serving the community we're in.
Sure. What was your first restaurant job?
Age 13, I was a car hop for the, if you remember, the A&W Rootbeer stands back in the Midwest.
I used to buy it by the gallon. Yeah,
at that time, I was able to work on that. Did that from 13 all the way through the end of high school.
When did you know it got in your blood? Because when you hire somebody, you can tell pretty quick, can't you?
Oh, you do. You can identify the attitude, the passion. Mm-hmm. It's about hospitality, entertaining people, serving people. But I knew probably early on, just simply I had family members, a grandfather who ran a small restaurant cafe, had an uncle in the 1940s who had a steakhouse back in the day when those were very avant-garde. And so I had that influence around me.
Mm-hmm. When I worked in a restaurant business, I had a wonderful boss who told me there are four words I want to make sure you never say. And those four words are, that's not my job. Your job is whatever needs to be done right now.
That's true.
And he also said something, and I bet you agree with this. When it comes to hiring service staff, he said, you can take somebody who basically wants to help people, and you can teach them service skills. But you can't take somebody who has service skills and teach them to be somebody who wants to help people.
No, that's true. And again, it's about that passion. You have to, an individual has to recognize he or she in a hospitality environment, and that's what we're here to do. Mm-hmm. And it can be fun. It's a lot of hard work. There's so many things to do that may not be seen from the floor, behind the scenes. But the real expression is if you have that passion, if you enjoy it. And it can be a lot of fun. You meet a lot of nice people, great experiences. And what I enjoy most is being able to see our guests in this community who come in and request some of our servers by name.
Isn't that great?
I just love it because my name's on the building and that's fine. But I really enjoy it when they come in for lunch or dinner and ask for a specific individual, which tells me that they've been attended to and have enjoyed that service and like to continue it and develop a friendship in an appropriate way. And so it's exciting and inspiring to see that.
How important is it for a server to anticipate the guest needs?
Oh, extremely. In fact, the more that that's done, the better for the guest and, of course, for the server. But it just enhances that feeling to make people know that they have choices. And given so many choices, we need to make sure that they enjoy what we're offering. And that ensures that loyalty and that engagement and the continuation and appearing more often.
Isn't it amazing when you have a completely busy night where you're packed from open to close, how fast the night went by?
It goes extremely fast.
Because you don't have time to look at a clock, do you?
No, and that's the best part. When it is busy and we have those waits from a standpoint of being able to pace and offer people things on a timely basis. So, but it goes quick, and it makes it more enjoyable, and it's fun. And you have to enjoy that fast pace.
How do you go about changing a menu?
Well, there's some data analysis to see what's been performing and working well, and then it's a matter of looking at what are some trends, what's the seasonality, what's available, and trying to make it interesting for the staff so the staff doesn't get bored making the same thing, but also what would guests enjoy? And we get a lot of requests for different things, and sometimes things go off a menu, come back on. But it's an element of looking around to see, you know, what do people enjoy in the particular area, trying to figure out how to make that and put a little twist on it, give it a signature, And that way it's a little unique. And so somebody may enjoy something at another establishment out of town, out of state, overseas, and we try and do something that will make it a little more localized in our version.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways people can enjoy your banquet room?
Well, they can simply come in, look at it, because it will actually hold and serve up to 50 people in our main banquet room. We have a smaller private one for 6 to 8 people. But they can call, come in, make an appointment for whatever the occasion may be, birthday, anniversary, graduation, weddings, memorial service, anything that might require a gathering that they couldn't do at home. Mm-hmm. And we can facilitate and make it easy, take a lot of the burden off, make it a more enjoyable or pleasant atmosphere with what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part of running Augie's?
The people, working mm-hmm. with the staff. Yeah. It's what keeps me energized. You and I were talking earlier off show about how you've been in this business, how I've been in it for a while. And truly what energizes me, obviously meeting people is a lot of fun. You have to enjoy that. But for me, especially working with the kids in the restaurant, mm-hmm. you know, that energy makes it fun and exciting and, you know, want me to do more.
So. Isn't it fun when you see different generations of the same family coming in? I used to serve your mom and dad and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, all the time, yeah. Especially. And at the Rock Springs Cafe, when I first took that over some 12 years ago, we had individuals who were tenured, had been there 20 to 25 years. Mm-hmm. Right now we have one who's been there 29 years. And it's fascinating because then people can recant those stories. They're fun to share about mom, dad, grandma, mm-hmm. grandpa, or aunt and uncle. And it just adds to the whole experience sure. for both sides of the equation.
Yeah. When I lived in Los Angeles, there's a French restaurant on Sunset Boulevard. I think it's pronounced TAS, T-I-I-X. And there were 3 employees there who have each been there 50 years. Now, just imagine how many people know them by name.
That's something.
And you know what? The best compliment they said, now these guys are all servers, and they said, people don't say, we're going to go have dinner at TAS. We're going to go see Charlie, or we're going to go see Marcel, stuff like that. That's what it is. It's a personal thing, isn't it?
It is, and it makes it more fun for both
sure.
parties. And
sure.
It's exciting, and that's what we try to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
At all times. Yeah.
Well, Tip a Cop fundraiser comes up this Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30. How can people? Oh, and by the way, I want to make sure our listeners know that you are going to match the amount tipped to support the serving staff, right?
Well, we do. And this is one of these things where when you do have a program like Tip a Cop and those funds are expected to go to the foundation, which mm-hmm. they do. But in our industry and profession, tips are the lifeblood for the staff.
Sure.
So what we do at the restaurant is just simply encourage people to make those donations to the police foundation, but the restaurant will at all times match that contribution so employees can continue with their income as they intended.
And they appreciate that, too. And how can people make a reservation for Tip a Cop Night?
Well, they can call the restaurant 928-777-0330. Get a reservation because we have quite a few right now. It'll be a lot of fun. And just call and we'd be happy to take care of them.
And that is Augie Perry at Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69 in Frontier Village. Thanks for joining us, Augie. It's been too long. We got to see you again sometime soon.
My pleasure.
Stay tuned because coming up, I'll have tomorrow's guests plus some final thoughts on the talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Are you ready to retire? Have enough money? Have you thought about a reverse mortgage? Hi, this is Suzanne Cosley, your reverse mortgage specialist, and I'd like to invite you to a reverse mortgage seminar in Prescott Valley for a complete overview on reverse mortgages. Plus, it includes lunch. It's March 13th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Country Bank, 3044 North Glassford Hill Road, Prescott Valley. Call me, Suzanne Cosley, at 928-583-9015 for more details and a free gift for the first 25 people who call.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, the Arizona Cardinals Caravan is coming back to Prescott this Wednesday at the Safeway on Willow Creek Road from 4 to 6 p.m. Join the Arizona Hometown Radio Group and the Cardinals to meet Big Red, the Cardinals cheerleaders, and a Cardinals player. You can be the MVP and win prizes, including an autographed photo. Make it a touchdown with Arizona's Hometown Radio Group and the Arizona Cardinals this Wednesday. You can find details on Facebook, Cardinals Caravan. Now stay tuned for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Join me back here Tuesday with my guest Felipe Guerrero with the Highland Center for Natural History and Heather Sherry Titus for the Sedona Yoga Festival. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.